I'm tired. There's always something more to do. Another project to work on. Another appointment to go to. I'm tired. Because enough just never seems to be enough. Vacations don't last long enough. Weekends come and go before you've had any time to relax or recharge. We spend so much time and energy trying to get everything under the sun done and done perfectly. Because we're concerned with how we'll look, how things will turn out, or what people will think about us. And so we try to make sure our lives look good, our houses are clean, our families are well-dressed and staying respected. My wife does the best she can, but I might be a lost cause, I'm not sure. You know, we try to conceal our sins, our flaws, our mistakes, worried about what everyone else sees. We stress about the sins in our lives that we continue to struggle to gain control over. As we spread and tell another bit of gossip. As we speak another lie. As we find ourselves looking once again at images we know we shouldn't. As we continue to hold on to that anger and that resentment in our heart that we need to let go of. Or whatever else it might be. We carry all of it with us wherever we go as we try to live up to the expectations everyone else has for us. Instead of ever simply just being with our friends and our families, instead of just being with God, we're always judging and trying to impress or outshine others. We're worried about trying to measure up. And when you're constantly comparing yourself to other people, then you can never let your guard down and rest and just be. Relax as who you are. All of it just makes me tired. I'm done with it. I quit. I can't do it anymore. I quit trying to live up to other people's expectations. I just want to put my head down on my ottoman with my golden doodle. We can easily let what others say and think put pressure on us to do and be something that we're not. Or we can let others drag us down so that they won't feel bad. But we need to quit being bound to the expectations of people around us, or we'll never be freed to be who God created us to be. See, if we're bound by society's expectations and timetables, then we'll always be a slave to them. And we'll never learn, until we learn to let go of the trivial things of this life, we'll never learn to focus on what truly matters, to find a life of rest and fruitfulness. We need to learn to abide in God, to rest in Him. In John chapter 15, Jesus tells us what God wants for us and how we can find freedom from the stress and from the anxiety, from the things that weigh on us in life. We have to learn how to abide in Him. See, all God has ever wanted is to be with you and for you to abide in Him. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, when Adam and Eve are still in the garden, it says that the Lord God walked with them in the cool of the day. God was present with them. And in Revelation chapter 21, when all things are brought back to restoration, God is walking with His people in the heavenly city once again. God wants to be with us. But now, because of the separation and the brokenness caused by sin, we have to walk with God. We have to dwell with God in a different way. In a new kind of way. But we still have to make sure that we're with God. That's what it means to abide in the vine, is to live intimately with Jesus from one moment to the next. We need to hear what God has said to us. And what God has said, what God has declared in your baptism, is that you are forgiven, that you are free, that you are loved, that God wants to be with you, that you are precious in His sight. See, you don't have to worry about what other people think or say. We simply need to focus on God. The healthy spiritual life, after all, is primarily concerned not to be with other people, but to walk with God, to be with God. Not to walk in the presence of anyone who asks for our attention, but to walk in God's presence. See, this will help us to stop doing things from our need to be liked and praised and respected, and instead to be more focused on the Father's will. Jesus' primary concern throughout the entirety of Scripture was to be obedient to His Father, to live constantly in His Father's presence. Because it was only then that it became clear to Jesus what he was supposed to do in his relationships with other people. When to speak that hard word. When to show grace. When to speak truth. When to abide. When to walk away. For our lives, it starts by abiding in God, just as it started with Jesus. See, if we don't learn to abide, resting in God's grace, and let go of our need to be praised, Jesus says that nothing much will come of our lives. The life with God is not about more religious activities or devotions or trying to be good. It's a life of inner peace and contentment, at rest for our soul with the maker and manager of all the universe, of all creation. It's resting in what he has said about you and done for you. Only when we come to know this truth are we able to let go of the anxiety over things we feel like we should do or what we feel like we need to prove to others. Only when we rest in God can we let go of all of that. See, the way to find peace in your life is to focus more on God, not less, and focus less on the daily concerns. Luther once wrote that I have so much to do, I shall spend the first 3 hours in prayer. When there is too much to get done, we need more time with God, not less. If we do the opposite and let life take us away from spending time with God in devotions, in prayer, in worship, abiding in him, then we'll only end up more stressed out, spinning our wheels. If we don't spend that time abiding in the most important relationship in our lives, the one with the maker, the sustainer, the creator of all that is, then it will be a life of frustration, of anxiousness, at wit's end, instead of focusing on what truly matters. See, the life without God, where we do not abide in him, is not a life of peace and fullness, but of emptiness and stress. In fact, it is death. It will kill your soul one day, 1 hour, one moment at a time. But God wants to make every moment of your life glorious with his presence. And yet, how many Christians, how many of us don't spend so much energy and time and worry trying not to sin? But the end goal of the Christian life is not to sin less. In all your efforts to keep from sinning, what are you focusing on? Sin. God wants you to focus on him. See, the goal of the Christian life is to be with him. He says, abide in me. Just relax and learn to enjoy his presence. Every day is a collection of 86,400 seconds. How many of them can we live with God? So we need to start with where we are and grow from there. But God wants to be with you every moment of every day, not just 1 hour on Sunday mornings. He wants to be the center of your life for every hour and every moment of every day. And so the question is, are you with him? And what you'll find, rather, is as you're with him, you'll be less controlled by your sins, less driven by your anxiousness and your comparisons. You'll find that freedom in what he has declared about you. See, for many of us, abiding in him means that we need to chop off from our lives the things that are taking away from our ability to rest in God's presence. Jesus says that which does not bear fruit is chopped off and burned. Is your life bearing no fruit for God's kingdom? Then perhaps your relationship with God has been choked off from what it needs to bear fruit. What you need is available, but perhaps you need to consider whether or not you are seeking to abide in God at all, or if he's just another task on a checklist that you're marking off and then putting to the side. Are you trying to spend time resting in God's presence and who he has declared you to be? Or is he simply an afterthought? But maybe that's not where you are. Perhaps you've been going through some rough times lately, and God may have you then in a season of pruning. See, he's going to come back and cut back those branches that are bearing fruit, but could bear more. So you can bear more fruit for his kingdom. Sometimes God invites us to let go of the things we or our culture has valued so we can focus more on what he values and what will bear fruit for his kingdom. But make no mistake about it, pruning is not pleasant. It is painful. It's painful to have those things cut away, to have them lose their value in your life. But as that happens, we learn to focus more on his kingdom. And each of us are invited to look at our own lives, to see where we're not abiding in God, and to prune those things back in our lives that are taking us away from resting in God's presence. Because as Jesus says, apart from God, we can bear no fruit for his glory. When we do things our own way without spending time with God, we find less and less peace and fruitfulness in our lives. We find ourselves more anxious, more prone to compare, more worried about all that is going on. But Jesus' call for our lives is to abide in him, to rest in God, and to bear much fruit as we rest in him and are connected to that vine, that true vine who gives fruit and peace to our lives. And as we do that, we will bear much fruit for his kingdom. And in his name, amen.